But what's the latest too? Because this is the one that made a lot of news, was the fact that you guys had discovered a leak. You were leaking oxygen out of the space station. When you found out what happened, was it in your mind? Was it something that was because was pierced by some kind of something from space, or did somebody, do you think, intentionally or accidentally put a hole in that metal so the oxygen was going out?
Bob, I can tell you that what transpired was certainly a shock to all of us. And I, from my perspective, I know there is an ongoing investigation into what happened, but clearly I think it's obvious from the photographs that this was not an impact from debris in space. Clearly there was a hole placed in the space station, and I can unequivocally say that the crew had nothing to do with this on orbit, without a doubt. And I think it's actually a shame and somewhat embarrassing that anybody is wasting any time talking about something that the crew was involved in. The only thing the crew did was react appropriately, follow our emergency procedures, eventually locate that leak, and plugged the hole. In doing so, we assured the continued operation of the space station. We ensured the ability of our crew all to remain on orbit and continue doing the great work that we do as international partners on the International Space Station. And really, that's the key. And I can't say enough about the performance of the crew, how we reacted, how we responded, and how we stayed together and continued to work as a team, just as we always have, to ensure the safety of ourselves, the safety of the spacecraft, and assurance of the mission priorities. I hope that the investigations really do discover what occurred that caused this clearly man-made hole inside of the spacecraft. I think that's where the real problem exists, and that's going to be a story that we're going to hear about for some time to come. We certainly don't want to ever see that happen again, and I hope that the teams on the ground and the investigators on the ground do proper due diligence in trying to solve this problem, because the implications are enormous to the whole space program, not only for us in the U.S., but also in Russia and internationally for all the partners. But again, I can't stress enough what a great job that the crew on orbit did in responding to this and helping to solve the problems on orbit. And we certainly appreciated the support of the mission control teams, both in Moscow and in Houston, to help us prepare for these eventualities and these emergencies, but also in supporting us when this all happened and helping us maintain our composure and our complete and effective and efficient response to the emergency that was ongoing. You know, politically, not so much. We all have our own, you know, we're up here as a family. We treat each other as brothers and sisters. We've been training together for years, and we all understand the importance of the work that we're doing internationally. We know that politics can sometimes, that do cause challenges and conflicts on the ground. Up here, we really don't recognize those things. We work together for the common goal of making life better for the inhabitants of Earth and allowing for the eventual exploration of space by humans and continuing our existence in this universe. And I think that's the key up here. So we watch the news. We get daily updates. We certainly stay apprised of current affairs. Most of the time, I think we just sort of laugh a little bit about it and recognize that what we're doing up here is important. And we hope that those the politics on the ground really never have an impact on the fantastic cooperation and impressive cooperation that we've been carrying out on the International Space Station for the last 18 years, and hopefully will continue to carry out together as international partners and teams as we move out into the solar system.